Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, and I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And today on Live Talk, we're discussing about the opening of schools in Zimbabwe. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States. The deadly fires in Los Angeles areas have persisted for a week amid a firefighter's effort to contain the inferno, which had killed at least 24 people by Sunday. Officials say more than 7,000 structures have gone up in flames in what has been called the Eaton Fire, including the home of a firefighter. VOA's Jenia Lulot met with him and his family.
Isaac Baeze and his family surveyed the ruins of their home, which burned to the ground during the Eaton Fire in the city of Altadena. Baeze, a CAL FIRE firefighter with more than 20 years of experience, says this fire has been unprecedented.
I've never seen, you know, a force of nature like this. The winds and the dryness.
Baez's wife, Rosary, recalls how they received an evacuation notice Tuesday evening, but didn't think much of it. The fire was far away and small. Still, they packed just a few items, not expecting they would return to nothing. In the morning, Baez and his friend came back to try to save the house, but there was no water.
We were just like, oh my God, we can actually like save this, and we went for the hose and there was no water. And so before you knew it, just more things started catching on fire, and I drove away, you know, and I remember looking in my rearview mirror and I could see, you know, the backside of the house going up in flames, and just thinking like, man, maybe if I had water, I would have been able to put these, you know, little spot fires out and, you know, prevented my house from burning up.
Fire crews have encountered dry hydrants or low water pressure in efforts to extinguish the Eaton Fire, along with another large wildfire known as the Palisades Fire. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced an investigation into the issue. Currently, fires in Los Angeles, including the Palisades Fire, cover about 150 square kilometers, with more than 150,000 people under evacuation orders. Dry, fast-moving Santa Ana winds spreading the flames are picking up again on Monday, says Los Angeles Fire Chief Kristen Crowley.
A red flag warning is in effect and will remain until 6 p.m. Wednesday evening. Strong Santa Ana winds are also expected to last through Wednesday, with the strongest winds occurring on Tuesday.
Baez's family is staying with friends, waiting for the payout from insurance companies, and have set up a GoFundMe site to raise money for expenses. The Baez's say they're planning to rebuild.
We said we were all going to come back and rebuild and bring back, I mean, our neighbors. This is the community. I mean, our kids would play at the end of the cul-de-sac with the other kids. We'd invite each other to birthday parties, and we were very close.
The Los Angeles community overall is coming together in a time of disaster to help displaced families, as well as to support firefighters. Emergency shelters and fire stations are overflowing with food and clothes, to the point that authorities have had to issue a notice. They now are only accepting monetary donations. Jenia Dulo, VOA News, Los Angeles.
Today we are discussing about the opening of schools in Zimbabwe on Tuesday. Those attending boarding schools started traveling to their respective schools today. Minister of Primary and Secondary Education, Mr. Tondera Imoyo, says teachers can conduct extra lessons outside school premises. But he urged that parents must report schools that are forcing them to buy school uniforms from the schools only.
If they produce uniform at school, it should, the price must be competitive. The price itself should be lower than those people who are, you know, who are engaged in that business. Because it's produced at a school, why should the price be high? So our policy is that school authorities should not coerce or force students to purchase uniform at school. That disadvantages the parents and the students. So we have a policy, a liberal policy, where schools should not force them, but people, parents should be allowed to buy or procure a uniform from any retail shop. Where they find the price competitive, then they can buy from those shops. It's shocking. Just last week, I got the news that at one school in the Mutasa district, a blazer was going for $80, a blazer, for a form one student. Shocking. A suit can go for $25. You see, honorable minister, I'm wearing it. Well, to tell you how much I bought this suit, less than $80. But here I am, I'm smart. So a blazer going for $80. So we are going to investigate that school. I will not give you the name of the school, but if you want to see me after, then I will tell you the name of the school. They are saying, yes, school business units are important so that they can raise funds for school feeding, they can raise funds for teaching learning materials. That's very good. But there is no law to force parents. So we are saying our law is that parents are free to buy anywhere, at any retail shop.
That there was the Minister of Primary and Secondary Education, Mr. Tonde Raimoyo, in Harare. Primary and Secondary Education Deputy Minister, Ms. Angeline Gata, also spoke to Studio 7 reporter Costa Nkomo about the new curriculum, the heritage-based education, and how different it is from the continuous assessment learning activity, CALA, which was scrapped off.
It's an exercise that you're doing in the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education. At the point of collection and the point where you find that I am here, the minister is also getting into school to see how the children have been received. And my body interaction with the families and the children.
Minister, congratulations on the Heritage Curriculum 5.0. What is your question?
Heritage-based curriculum. Yaka kosha zanya nisa, but it is fostering innovation. So that we create vanavane skills. My skills at no shandy something, so that they can create the environment and the country that they want, through innovation.
At that there was Primary and Secondary Education Deputy Minister Angeline Gata speaking to Studio 7 reporter Costa Nkomo in Harare. We also spoke to Harare parent Mrs. Jikomberero Chandigere, who complained about the new curriculum, the Heritage-Based Education 5.0, which is being introduced this year. That there was a Harare parent, Mrs. Zikomporero Chandigere, speaking to Studio 7's Costa Nkomo in Harare. Please stay tuned as we take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And we are joined for this discussion by Mrs. Eva Nice Monando, the director of the Female Student Trust Zimbabwe, and Mr. Robson Chere, the secretary general of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, ATUZ. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. How are you, Mazina?
I'm good. I'll start off with you, Mrs. Monando. Can you tell us what are you seeing on the ground in terms of the opening of schools?
Thank you very much. Today it was a very busy day. And the government is going to boarding schools, returning to their schools. And yes, it was indeed something that was very touching. To see the parents really struggling, especially, you know, preparing for the kids, yes, that what we call the food that would eat when they go to the boarding school. So some parents that I've interacted with, I'm happy that the minister has also spoken about, you know, how what they are doing as a ministry, but what we have discovered is that they are schools like the private schools, they are schools like the mission schools, that are not really directly controlled by the teachers. And they are at least that in terms of, you know, facing the things that are beyond the far reach of the parents. For example, small issues like the levies that are always coming up with, like that they agreed with the AGM. You really find out that the parents would have paid the full fees amount. But if you make that small amount, you lose something, you are not allowed to enter into the classroom. So it's a side of the ministry, because the ministry is saying no student will return back to their homes, even if they don't pay enough fees. But we just think that it's something that is spoken about. But the enforcement at the ground is not like the same. So the parents are saying, you know what, it's very difficult in this time where we don't have, you know, the economy is really difficult for us parents. And I'm also a parent mind here, and I'm also affected in the same situation that is happening on the ground. So the enforcement part of each state, what is the ministry doing at the school really to ensure that kids are not sent back to school, I mean from school, without paying school fees? So the situation is what, 50-50, their parents managing really to send back their kids to school. But I think the situation is around the fees, the debts and fees that are putting on, you know, being charged, which is far beyond the reach of the most parents.
Thank you so much. There, I'll come to you, Mr. Chere. What is your comment on the new heritage curriculum that has been introduced and supported by the Education Ministry? We had them speaking earlier on that everything is on course. What's your comment? Hello, Mr. Chere. I think we Yes. I was asking about the new heritage curriculum that has been introduced. We heard earlier on the education ministry saying that they've educated people and everything is good to go. But what is happening on the ground?
It's amalgamated the road church in Zimbabwe through wide consultation with our members and also our parents as well as learners. When it comes to the new curriculum, we saw it's not fit for the educational ministry to come and impose a new curriculum to the nation at a time where they're not consulted, where they've not put in place preparation measures actually that will help to aid that curriculum to be viable. I want to be clear to the nation in terms of this new curriculum. The new curriculum, which is according to the FDP curriculum, came as a directive or a command to the education sector that the education stakeholders last year said ten, but it was not actually a product of stakeholder input, where the teacher could fit in, where the parents could fit in into that curriculum. So at the end of the day, that curriculum will be very difficult to implement, considering that they haven't even done training to the teachers when to be implementing that curriculum. So it boggles the mind that the curriculum is there, black and white, on the paper. But the person who is going to be delivering that curriculum is not well informed. And the syllabi has been developed. The textbook or the sources of material learning that are supposed to be actually facilitating the learning to the learner has not been put in place. So we are in a situation where education is being tempered around. This will remind the nation of the days of Bokora, when we came up with a new curriculum which had no even any budget material to follow, where we introduced ICT, when schools were not even fully even electrified, and we introduced it as a commercial subject. So we are saying any new curriculum that must come through stakeholder inputs, whether it will be viable to implement it, and whether it is good for our nation going forward, and politicians masquerading as civilians or as public officials coming in to dissect in matters of education where there's got limited knowledge of. And we are talking of a serious important sector of our nation, education, which will actually help to uplift and develop the society. But we are seeing, and we end up seeing, that this is an area to them where they think that they can chamber about it to such an extent that we can produce brainwashed people who don't brainwash their kids, who will not actually focus on the developmental issues of our nation. So it is really difficult for teachers to implement it, and like I told you, actually declared this week and Education Week, where we are going to interact with the teachers, with learners, on importance on ways, alternative ways of serving the education sector, which is on the verge of collapse.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Ndopotsokura kwamuri amai munando. Tirikunzwa vachiri varikutaura pamusoro pecurriculum itsva yeheritage curriculum. Imi semubereki uyezve muine sangano rinoshanda nevanasikana vanoenda kuzvikoro, muri kunyatsonzwisisa here nyaya yecurriculum itsva iyi, uyezve zvakamira sei muchitarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu nezvamakamboona zvichiitika munguva yapfuura?
And
akwanisa kuwativa chii kubva from one calicium tichienda pamini. Saka isiri kuonasa kuti zviri kuitika kai zviri kumhanyiswa mberi nyaya yekuti tikationa kuti mafeedback acho the country chii chatinonongedza kuti takashanda pavana vedu because tichibva mune chimwe tichienda pane chimwe pandependi based curriculum isiti tiitai satitanga nehn yanda yakanaka chibva yanebata yapinda musala sala yakatemesa panga pasina ruzero wakanyarudzikufamba ku even wazvidziri chaivo taiona vachikombera nezvenyaya yekala makaitibata sevabereki hazvinza kutemberi tikapinda mudambudziko rekuti pinda makala kuti vamwe vedu taatinambosvika malevhe iwayo ekudzidza zvinombofamba se saka pakaita ruzha nebongozozo munyika vakaona kuti aizve kala zvapona kompitend bhezi yangouya inditori nemwana achanyora fomfoni fomsi ikufamba senaimazolas tiri kubva kuti
batai makadaro tiri kudzoka kwamuri. Thank you so much. There we're coming back to you, our guest, but let me take a caller. Hello caller, makadi.
Hello
makadi, and you caller? Aiwa kuri rait tiri kutaura nani, muri kupi caller?
Muri kutaura na Wellington Chanaiwa ndekusouth africa.
Taurai tinzwe, muri kuona sei nyaya yekuvhurwa kwezvikoro uye zvenyaya yekarikuram itsvai?
Nyaya yekarikuramu itsvei nemari dzakaoma idzi hadzitombobatika even mabhuku zvacho zvakadhura, mabhikisa mabhukisa echikora kudhura.
Saka muri kuti poitwa sei?
Vatombogona vatomboti aishe even hurumende yachona.
Aiwa imi mune vana vari kuenda kuchikoro here kumusha?
Kune chikoro kwacho vari kuenda but even mari yeschool fees yacho habatorina mari yeschool fees yacho nekuti wanga uchienda kuchikoro because mari yeschool fees yacho haisomboripo everything zvacho hazvinacho zvakatongooma kuzimbabwe kuti tingaita sei.
Aiwa thank you. Okay, thank you so much, caller. Tinotenda. Coming back to you, vachere, muri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa nacaller. Imi sevanoshanda zvakare muri kumaruwa zvakamira sei pavarairidzi vekumaruwa?
Mamiriro azvakaita haana kumira mushe nekuti tiri kutarisa panguva inobhuwa varairidzi vari kuora mihoro iri pasi pasi tikatarisa iya inonzi poverty bottom line. Tiri kuona kuti varairidzi vedu cheuviri chaicho chiri kunoita kuti vawani kutodzokera kuchikoro kuti vanodzidzisa vachikwanisa ndosaka tichipana nonaumira varairidzi kuti hurumende yaizoona achiti allowance yetisi $200 allowance yekuti vaende nekuti vanhu vari kuwana mihoro mishomanini zvakanyanya tikaaana mari economic situation irimo kuzimbabwe wabvesa ri kuiona mitulo yakauya nematemo emasek haana chaari kusiya and katarisa mari dzemubhakaro makambani saka turnout yechikoro mangwana yevana inenge yakadzikira zvakanyanyisa tichitarisazve nyaya yekara nyaya yenyu curriculum iripo iyi itange tichiomesera kunyange varairidzi kuti apatarawo nemazvo kunyange vachiri gona nechiri kuimposa zvinobva zvatipa kuti muono isu sisangano romira varairidzi kuti public education sector yedu yavakuurayiwa nevanhu vanofanira kunge vachiona kuti public education sector iri kuamba zvakanaka here kana tiotaura mapublic officials when you are talking of the ministerial officials who are supposed to be presiding vanofanira kunge vari kuona kuti hurumende yedu vanhu vari kuwana dzidzo yakanaka here munyika asi tozoona kuti isisu wai vari kuuraya tikaita ongororo rakanyanya tisangano tikaona kuti vanhu ava vazhinji vacho ndo vava nemaprivate college maprivate college avari kuchaja mazimari akawanda saka nyaya yavo yavapa kuti vakuda kuuraya education system yekuti vanhu vanokwanisa kuwara nekuti vari kuda profit tokasa kuti ivo vana vava vachoni kunyange tiri kuti ndovanenge vafanenge vachimirira public education system yemuschoor hakuna mwana vava ari kunonyora vinsek muschoor vana vava vari kunyora cambridge maprivate school saka vasina hasa nedzidzo vari kungoti chero wawana profit pakupedzisira kwezuva ndodonzi vavo ravaruta kune kunge vachiuraya public education yedunika saka bvakunauti tiwabereki nevarairidzi vari mumaro tisangane taasvikise musoro pamwe nezvatiri kuita svondo rino rakazvikira kusinenge riri education week tichisangana tiona kuti tingasevesei dzidzo yedu iyo yaakuondongwa nevanhu vari kungeni vachiita kuti vakwanise homwe dzavo panyaya idzi.
Aiwa, thank you there to Mr. Chere. I think we lost him on the line, but that's fine. We come back to you, Ms. Munando. You heard what our caller there from South Africa said about the situation back home in Zimbabwe. He says he's literally trying to scrape together money for school fees for his child going to school in Zimbabwe. What's your take?
The fees are very high, and I agree with the caller. And because, you know what, the fees are not homogeneous. It's like they are paid depending on the school. But we just want to thank the government. I think the government schools, they are really charging a reasonable fee than the private and the mission schools. So when you look at those who are based in rural areas, you know, we've been a very tough year. 2024 was a very difficult year. We had drought, we had no food on the table. Now we talking about school fees, funding kids to go to school, especially in those who are in rural areas. It is very difficult because the fees are not changed. They are not considering that even in rural areas, things are like difficult. The drought, yes, in every area is different when we are also comparing with rural areas, because rural areas, there are a lot of things that they require to use with money, and at least in the urban areas, things are like much better. Mm-hmm. So I think what the government needs to do in terms of really making sure that we leave no one behind, I think that's the mantra of our country. Let's look into those underprivileged societies, and also not down and easy. Not just have a blanket, you know, a policy that affects everyone else. Without looking, I mean, in terms of our privileges and also our weaknesses and our poverty in our different areas. So it's really a cause of concern, because most of the people in rural areas, they are dropping out of school because the parents are now desperate. Yes, the rain, they've just received the rain, but we haven't yet, as I said, in terms of really complementing our income within our household. So it's something that is very difficult. And now coming even to urban areas, transport is very expensive, food is very expensive. And for those kids that are also traveling from one city to another to access school, and plus school fees, it's really a burden for our parents. Because even transporters, some of them are now, we have the in-drive of these private transporters who are carrying kids from and to school. They are charging very exorbitant fees. And it's very risky because it's not safe even to also get our kids being driven around by those private. And because the schools are really failing to provide adequate transport to our kids. So, yeah, my parents, I've agreed with the caller from South Africa. They are in a very desperate situation. And I feel the government should also look into that and see what is prevailing on the ground before we impose things that can reach other classes and also inspiring other classes and the right to education.
Thank you so much. I'm not sure if we still have Mr. Chere on the line. Mr. Chere, your last word.
My last word is directed to the general citizens of Zimbabwe who are progressing in nature as such. Without education, our nation will not be going anywhere. We can't destroy the future of our nation and the terms of saving our nation on education. So every right to mind to feel in session, it's right time that we confront the crisis in the education sector.
Thank you very much. Unfortunately, Mr. Chere, time is not on our side. So thank you to our guest, Mrs. Evanice Munando, the director of the Female Student Trust Zimbabwe, and Mr. Robson Chere, the secretary general of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, ATUZ. And also to all our valued listeners who are streaming with us, thank you very much. Let's meet again tomorrow. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington, signing off.